This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead.
Yep.
I'm a lot bit dead today. Yeah, so I have to share like a little in memoriam section. Morris got run over today.
Yeah.
The shop is in kind of a busy road area. The school is right there, and so in the after school traffic, he went outside and was in the road and got run over, and I'm really sad about it.
Yeah.
And thankfully my one of my customers called me and was like, oh my god, I think one of your cats is in the road. And Mikey was here, thankfully, and so we ran out there, and it was Morris, and we got him out of the road, and Mikey dug him a grave, and I gave him his last little nip-nip. He was gone, and so he's buried out there by my granny's cat, Pretty, and so that's really sad. I'm sad about it.
I am, too. I mean, he was a big part of this podcast this past year.
Yeah, he was. He, you know, love him or hate him.
He made himself known in this podcast.
He did. Yeah. He did. And our listeners loved him. And so I'm super sad about that. But anyway, I don't know.
I think that
what else to say?
He was around so much paranormal activity in this flower shop that I would not be surprised if he does not join Ranchy.
Yeah, that's possible, because I think he was, of my two cats, Larry and Morris. Morris was a little more reactive to some of the spirit stuff going on around here, so maybe he'll come back and visit us again, because I miss him.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough sadness for today.
So. I mean, it was kind of something that made me happy today.
Yeah.
This morning, whenever I was on my way to work, I was listening to the radio. Yes, old school FM radio.
What is that?
I was listening to Walton and Johnson.
Oh my god, I used to love Walton and Johnson.
Well, anyway, as I was listening today, they started talking about today is the 18th birthday of Kindle.
Oh.
On this day in 2007, the very first Kindle was launched.
That's cool.
Well, I told you it made me personally happy because I want to say it was around 2010, maybe. I got my first Kindle. It was a Christmas present. And girl, I have used one almost every single day since then.
Yeah.
The very first one I got, I used it so much that it quit taking a battery charge. I had to have it plugged in for it to work. But like every morning when I get up and every evening when I go to bed, it's just such a big part of my life. So happy birthday, Kindle.
Happy birthday, Kindle.
Yep.
Well, speaking of technology and on technology, so we have, listen, you can probably hear the cars in the background because we are back to our original setup.
Yeah.
We had got some different equipment. We were going to try and do YouTube. We were going to try and do all these things. And, it's just too much.
Well, I think whenever you're doing something that gives you joy.
Yeah.
and you change it to something other than what you were doing and it no longer gives you joy,
yeah, it was stressing me out.
You kind of have to go back to your roots.
Yeah.
I do believe that, I mean, I'm not one of those that you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah, I'm not either. I
think we just weren't ready for that yet.
Well, I just wasn't having a good time.
Yeah.
Like, I was figuring it out. I was not having a good time.
Yeah.
And, like, this podcast is a good time to me.
Right.
It is. And I have fun doing it. I have fun editing it. Speaking of editing, I'm re-editing the Kobe Wynn episode. I'm trying to salvage some of the audio that we lost in what we released. So if I get that done, I'll release it.
That will be fabulous, yeah.
Yeah, because it was a really good episode and we missed so much good stuff with the way we released it. But we had to release something because we were going on 3 weeks of not having an episode out, you know? And thank you, Christy, for all your help and with that, because I was losing my shit. But yeah, I'm not ready to change what we're doing. So we're gonna go back. We're gonna use our old shitty mics. And
the way I see this, and this was the point that I had brought up before, was that first of all, number one, we started doing this to chronicle our journey.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And so, in a way, it's not that we don't appreciate the listeners we have, because we absolutely love our listeners.
We do.
But when it takes away any kind of joy from doing it,
yeah.
I kind of feel like going back to the basics is going to bring that joy back.
Yeah. And you and I both, like, have busy lives. Like, I have a busy business. You have a busy life. It was taking so much time to edit, and then you have to re-edit, and then you have to do, there's just too many steps. It was causing me to go, you know what, fuck this podcast. Yeah. And I don't want to feel like that.
Yeah.
You know, and right now, we can cut this if we need to. Right now, the podcast is not really making any money, and that's fine, because we're not in it for money. We've had some things on the horizons with ads and some different things we're going to do with that. But really, this is just more fun for us. And so, and when it stops becoming fun, something's got to give. And so we're just going to go back to our old shitty mics and do it and have fun.
But the funny thing is, the old shitty mics have brought about better results.
Yeah, the old shitty mics were better than the stuff that we bought that was supposed to be better. And anyway, we're just going to do what we want to do, and that's what we're going to do, right?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So anyway, on to what was our next thing we were going to talk about?
Girl. So, you brought something up to me, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, and told me to look into it about some recent stuff that is going on in our state, actually pretty close to us.
Yeah.
And I think we should talk about that on our podcast, because, holy moly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is a pretty big topic on TikTok, and I've seen it, like, there's this one lady, I should look up her name, huh?
Yeah.
Brittany just sent me something from her the other day, so it won't take but a second. Let's see. Messages, Brittany.
The city of Silver Spring.
Okay, her name is Jamie Mitchell. Her name's Jamie Mitchell. And, she is on a roll.
Yes, she is.
She's had things to say, and they're, like, actively trying to shut her up.
Well, first of all, she does have things to say, but she's speaking for a lot of other people.
Yeah, so, because this doesn't affect, like, just... Okay, this is all going down in Sulphur Springs. What happened was, there's an AI data center proposed to be built that was kind of a backdoor, backroom meeting that was approved without a vote, and...
Yeah, like the citizens of the city of Silver Springs did not know anything about this.
And when I say AI data hub, like, the data hub for all of AI.
Like, we're talking for everything. Yeah. Like, it would be located in this area of Texas.
Yeah, Sulphur Springs, Texas. And it was going to be a massive piece of land, massive power grid. You know, and Dallas trying to do this.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Water grab stuff.
Yep.
They knew what was coming. Sulphur Springs knew what was coming.
Okay, so I've had question marks in my mind going back to the thing with Dallas and them trying to purchase water everywhere, and kept thinking about, okay, remember they were talking about their projected growth they were expecting?
Yeah.
I mean, which the truth is, a lot of people are leaving other states and coming to states like Texas and Florida and places that are more conservative. I've got my own opinion why some of them do it. But in that aspect, yes, the states are growing. They are. But I kind of feel like they knew.
I think they knew what was going on.
Because they said, now, if correct me if I'm wrong, but they're planning to build 30 of these facilities on this piece of land. And they said that each one of those facilities would be roughly the size of a Costco.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we're talking huge, and it's going to take...
This is acres and acres and acres and acres of land.
Yes.
And when I speak on a power grid around here, like, power grids are run by water. Power plants, like, are run on water.
So this explains the reason why, even though Dallas could have fixed their issues by... fixing their leaky
infrastructure,
right? They could have fixed and solved all of their problems by doing that, or building their own reservoir or whatever. Instead of that, they're talking about buying these water rights, and I cannot help but to feel Sulphur Springs is very close to Dallas, so it makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's about halfway between here and Dallas.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
so what do you think, about an hour?
It's about an hour and 20 minutes, depending on traffic. It's not, it's like the other side of Mount Pleasant.
Right. So, I mean...
it's about an hour-ish.
This has raised so many question marks with me. And did you see the part about the land that they're wanting to put this on? Where that land came from? Oh, because I did.
I've seen a lot of stuff, and I've had a couple of different listeners, like, send me stuff. And so, I've been a little overwhelmed with information, just because I've seen a lot of it.
Okay, so this land...
And there's some...
This land was... deeded to them by another former power company. Okay, and that was one of the things that it was a legally binding contract when they deeded this land and gave it to the city, that they would not be allowed to put any kind of power structure on that property. That was legal. So this went on, if I'm not mistaken, it was either a year or two ago, that behind closed doors, once again, there was a lawsuit that they were suing they were trying to legally have that taken out of the contract that the city signed, because there's no way for them to build this AI data center without, they can't build it on that land they're wanting to put it on if that clause is still in that contract, because that was a legally binding factor.
Got it.
In them getting that land.
Well, you know, they closed down Montecito a few years ago and, like, blew it up.
Yeah.
Like, we went out on the lake and watched it blow up. But, and that was a power plant in Mount Pleasant. So.
that Monticello?
Monticello. Yeah. Monticello, not Montecito. I don't know where I came up with that. Monticello.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't understand why they closed it. I'm sure there was a really good reason. And they blew it up.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of under-the-table stuff going on because the city did not know anything about them having this lawsuit to do that. And then all of a sudden, and they're talking about the money that would come in. And I don't know if it was their mayor. There was one article that I saw that was somebody talking about it. And I believe it was their mayor that was saying this would pay for every single street in the city to be repaved and all these things. They were talking about all the money that it would bring in. Hello, hold on just a second. Like, if we're going back again to water rights stuff and taking water from other areas, if that's where we're going with this, because I'm not saying it is, but I'm saying that brings that huge question mark to me. This is not, what is the city of Sulphur Springs getting paved streets have to do with whole entire species dying out in Cypress Basin?
And I'm going to say again, when we talk about the water situation, we're not talking about just East Texas. We're talking about the entire Cypress Basin that goes well into Louisiana. Does it extend into Mississippi?
I think it does.
I mean, it's a huge area of, like, swamps, bayous, like, and there is wildlife there that lives specifically in those areas and nowhere else in the world.
Right. So you're not talking about making something an endangered species. You're talking about wiping it out.
Yeah, and the amount of, like, bald eagles that live in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are a protected species, so what are you going to do about that? We have eagles like crazy around here. We have eagles across from where my lake house is. We have eagles like coming all down through there all the time and like fishing in the lake and like all that stuff. Like, that's protected species.
Now, I know that Sulphur Springs does have water source, okay? Yeah. They do. So I'm not saying that they cannot source their own water needing. Maybe they can. So I'm just telling you that I'm question marking this and kind of putting two and two together because this all seems to be coming out like all at the same time.
Here's the thing is if they have the money, if they have the necessary supplies, as in power, water, all of that kind of stuff, I don't have a problem with it. But it's going to come down to the fact that, number one, it was done behind closed doors.
Yeah, why was this not being done in a way that was for the public to understand what was happening?
Yeah.
And what are the ramifications? They're hiding from it because, you know, with something like that, you know people are going to start to be worried about, what are the side effects of this going to be?
Yeah, and, like, and I have mixed feelings about AI just in general. Like, I feel like I use AI for this podcast.
Yeah.
Because the episode that I'm trying to edit right now, I'm using AI to do it. To some degree of success. And I put in something that was like, this audio right here is like cutting in and out. Can you fix it? And they were like, copy and paste the text and we'll fix it. And it was in this stupid, like, ridiculous AI voice. It wasn't even in, like, it sounded dumb, so I just cut that whole little section. I was like, the fuck? You couldn't have just... It was funny because it was, like, three different people talking. And it was obvious that there was different people talking, and then it was... So I just copied and pasted the text. And I was like, there's three different people talking right here. Like, make it clear.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. And it came back and it was like some really stupid like AI lady voice that sounded nothing like anybody. It was just a short little like small paragraph. I was going to test it to see what it did. I was like, yeah, that sounds stupid. We'll just go ahead and cut that little.
Now, I do know that AI can make a voice sound like another person's voice, yeah, because there's so much that you can see, like,
oh, yeah,
videos on TikTok where you can't tell if it's real or not.
Yeah,
that is scary. Yeah,
that's scary.
Can I tell you something that happened last night?
Yeah.
So, you know, on TikTok, every once in a while, I jump into a live on that group. It's like Coffee Talk is the name of it.
Yeah.
But the morning time is Coffee Talk, and the evening time sometimes they'll do like little trivia games and things like that, but it's just a group of friends that I've made on TikTok.
Yeah.
And there was a man on there during the live that got flagged, and AI is who is,
yeah,
it is AI, I say a who, AI is not a person, but AI is what listens in on all of the conversations and stuff on the lives. And
this podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
He got flagged in a violation because he typed the word sorry. Like, there's random words you're not allowed to say, and you'll get flagged, you'll get violated if you did. If you said the word sorry verbally, it didn't do anything, but he typed it because he was talking to another person that was down in the chat. Mm. And he said sorry and got violated for it, got the violation.
That's crazy.
That's just insane to me.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was going through this whole, like, a couple weeks ago and trying to edit that edit the podcast with Kobe Wynn, I was so fed up, and I told my ChatGPT, I was like, I just want to cry. And they're like, please don't cry. It's okay. We're going to get through this together.
I'm a new bestie too.
I was like, okay, best friend. But, yeah, you know, AI is scary, but it does have its uses. And, like, basically, you can Google everything all at one time just by asking AI.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I used it today for my husband. This is random. My husband got this letter in the mail addressed to my brother-in-law, Scotty, that just passed away. And it was, like, it was from a law office. That's a real law office. And it was like, we found this life insurance policy. It's like $11 million. It was pay on death to Scotty. And it's all this. It was real weird. And it was kind of worded weirdly. And so I called this law office in Canada. And I was like, what is going on? I left a message. And so then this guy from Nigeria called me back. And I was like, okay, gotcha. Got it, yep. But the letter itself was just kind of weird, and it had like, it looked like it was printed on like do you remember mimeograph paper?
Yeah.
It looked like it was printed on mimeograph and then copied like on a copy machine is what it looked like.
Right.
And I was like, who the fuck's still using mimeograph? But anyway, so I put it into ChatGPT, and they're like, yeah, that's fully a scam. I did have my hopes up there for a second. Cause
like $11 million?
$11 million would solve all my problems. Every single problem that I have solved. I could solve some of your problems, too.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
We'd have a damn boat, I'll tell you what.
Have some new mics.
Listen, we'll pay somebody to produce this shit if I had $11 million. But yeah, so that was a scam, and AI told me it was. But yeah, I mean, AI has its uses, but do we need a data center in the middle of Podunk, Texas? And well, taking up all our resources?
I see, that's where I draw the question marks. I don't know. I don't know if that's what their plan is including. I just know that the timing of it, it looks suspicious. Okay.
Yeah, it's real suspicious.
If nothing else, it is so suspicious because of the way that they're handling it.
Yeah.
And if they had been open from the very beginning and let it be brought up to a public vote as it should have been,
yeah,
that's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, and it, you and I talk about politics quite a lot, and, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way to do things.
Yes.
And, you know, if you can be transparent and, you know, fair and do the right thing, then that's one thing. But if you're doing things behind closed doors, government shutdown, we'll touch on that in a minute. But Epstein files, we'll touch on that in a minute.
Okay, it's all garbage.
But no, I mean, if you can do things out in the open the way it's meant to be done, it's great and wonderful. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people would be fine with it. But it's,
yeah,
when you start going behind closed doors, making deals, and not telling the public what is going on, that's when it becomes a problem.
I think when you're a property owner in that city, you,
yeah,
have the right to know what is going on in your city.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, and the amount of people that would bring into that community,
I mean,
too.
It could
that
create
would be,
jobs.
Yes. That would be a rapid growth for that area. And maybe
which
they
I'm
want
not
that.
Against. I'm not against.
But that needs to be brought to the city.
I'm going to say, in general, I'm not against it. Because it could create jobs. It could create good things for East Texas, right? But you're going and making backroom deals and not telling the public, and that's where it becomes a problem.
Oh, and you know, that poor lady, the one that's been doing all the reporting on this, did you see that they were charging her,
yes,
for public records? Did you? It was like $1,100.
$1,300. Yeah, Brittany sent me that.
Public records.
Yeah, they sent her an invoice
that they weren't going to even give her.
Yeah, no, you can't charge for public records. That is a no-no.
That is insane to me. So, yeah, so, like, if you don't want something to look suspicious, maybe stop acting shady the way you're handling it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, just maybe don't be suspicious.
Maybe.
I mean, I can't tell you how to do your job, man.
But it was, like, the whole city council behind it, though, because they all knew, you know?
Yeah, I think, yeah. And it was like everybody on the city council, they were all men. They were all like besties.
And
like,
they kept this thing hush hush.
Yeah. And that's when it becomes a problem.
Well, and see, with us not, we don't live in that city.
No, we don't. No.
We're, I don't know, a little over an hour from there, maybe.
Yeah, it's.
But
it's almost exactly halfway between where we are in Dallas.
The idea that area right there would be the main hub of every bit of information that's going to be running through not just our country, but the entire world.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That's wild to
that's
me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
That's wild.
I don't like it without transparency.
Yes.
As long as there's transparency, I'm fine with it. But transparency and good business practices and, like,
throughout the history of ever, when it comes to rulers, government officials, people that are in high places, there is a history of shady scams happening.
Yeah. And in, like,
this just goes hand in hand with that.
You know, and in the South, there is a big, broad history of some shady shit.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just Washington, D.C. doing shady shit. It's everywhere. But, you know, particularly in the South, dating back 200 years, you know, there's been the good old boy system is what we like to call it down,
mm-hmm,
here. you know, and oh, such and such, is he's a good old boy. I'll do business with him because he's a good old boy, you know.
My husband always calls it the brother-in-law deal.
Yeah.
You pass up the person who's qualified for the job to give it to your friend over there.
It's real similar to DEI.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's very much that.
Yeah.
You know, you pass over somebody that's qualified and give it to somebody because that's so-and-so's brother-in-law or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the good old boy system right there.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's a well-known thing in the South. Everybody knows it. Everybody does it. And, but should it be changed? Should it be different? Yeah.
So what do you think about the Epstein files being released
now? I fucking love it. When I tell you I stayed up till fucking 1 o'clock in the morning on TikTok last night, like, I am obsessed with everything that's coming out. Like, that dumb bitch that was sitting texting Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
After he had been convicted of sex trafficking, going,
tell me what to say now.
Tell me what to say now. Tell me how to get Trump. Tell me what to say now. What do I say next? Like...
Here's the problem with all this hate towards Trump. What are they going to do? Because, listen, he can't run for office again.
No.
This has opened up a whole entire can of worms that I'm scared is not going to go away. Well,
and let me say this. I need to say 2 things. Hakeem Jeffries is a fucking dumbass because he stood behind that woman that was texting, doing all that. He was like, I'll stand behind my colleague. You're a fucking dumbass. You just shot yourself in the foot. That was dumb. The other thing I need to say is, you know, all the stuff that they did to Trump in the 4 years that Biden was in office, trying to prosecute him, trying to do all that stuff, they opened a can of worms, sister, because all the stuff that they did to him, it set up the stuff that's coming out because they prosecuted Trump and did what they did to him. Now, can Bill Clinton be prosecuted? Hillary Clinton be prosecuted for some of the stuff that they've done? Mm-hmm. Because what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the beginning of it that has started. God. Like, you cannot put the worms back in the proverbial box. Like trying to squeeze toothpaste back in the tube.
Yeah,
you
can't do it. I mean, no. And so... God, it's so fucking dumb. Like, Democrats, just stop. Oh, God. I was listening to a podcast, and these 2 women, and I love their voice. They have such soothing voices. It's a true crime podcast. And they just spout out the stupidest bullshit, and they just parrot CNN. It drives me fucking nuts. So I just always like fast forward through all of that and then get to the story. And then if it's about racism, I just skip it. I'll skip a whole episode.
Well, and here's the whole deal too, is like when you know that when we say look for more than one news source, we don't mean go from CNN to MSNBC, okay? You're talking about companies that are owned by the exact same people. The people who they also own controlling interests in the other, like, it's all the same source.
anyway.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of the same news sources.
Yeah.
You know that it was Blackstone and what was the other one? Vanguard.
Yeah.
That are majority, they're the majority shareholders in the companies. Like, this is a list. It's like a trickle-down thing, okay? Yeah. So, this company...
With Ted Turner at the top?
This company is owned by... I say owned by... It's the shareholders. The majority shareholders are the ones that are in charge, okay? So, you have... It's like a pyramid scheme, almost.
Oh,
because,
yeah, for sure.
Because once you go down, it's like, oh, no, this company owns it. Okay, but who owns that company? And then who owns that company? Okay, but it was Vanguard was the majority shareholder of Vanguard up until, what, 2 years ago, I believe? Do you know who it was? Hmm. George Soros.
Oh, yeah, George Soros is balls deep.
And then whenever that, like, kind of blew up a couple years ago, he ended up selling a whole bunch of shares. I don't know if he sold... I don't know how much of it he sold. I'm not sure. So I don't know how big of a majority holder he would be at this point. But I'm just saying, like, is there an agenda? Like, this man has made his life obvious that there's an agenda.
George Soros is a fucking Nazi.
Yeah. And this is the one that is... Okay. You got to look and see where your sources are coming from.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, like, even Fox News, I don't even stand behind Fox News anymore.
No, because it goes back again to...
You know, I raised my hand because I wanted to say something and I forgot what it was.
Oh, no.
The TikTok I sent you last night where that dumbass from ABC kept trying to talk over President Trump and he said, "Shut up, piggy." It's like, fuck yeah.
He said piggy. Oh, my God.
I laughed so hard. I watched that like 5 times before I sent it to you.
Oh, I laughed.
I laughed so fucking hard. I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, listen. I complain when it comes to Trump. And you and I have been honest about this because I've been from the beginning. And I'm going to say this on air. Whenever I have voted...
That was Gap. He went back behind there and was just...
Oh, God.
Trump said ABC News has been pissing him off so bad lately. Like, there's been a couple instances of, like... He was like, can you ask a question in a respectful manner? Like, he had the Saudi Arabian prince or whatever, and this ABC reporter was like, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, can you ask a question in a respectful manner? Like, do you have it in you? Like, sit down, calm down. Like, first of all, I'm the president of the United States. Do not speak to me that way. And this is a prince who has no idea what you're talking about. Do not speak to him that way. Like, mm-mm. And it might have been that same reporter on the airplane they were on. It was an ABC reporter again, and she asked some disrespectful bullshit. He was like, shut up, piggy. Shut up.
Okay, so I did not vote for Trump in the primary. I voted for him when it came election day. I did.
Yeah.
3 times. I did.
Yeah.
Okay, but in the primary, I chose not to. And I'm going to tell you, this is... I love him as a leader. But we've talked about this before. That kind of stuff, the childish stuff, I keep calling it childish.
Yeah.
I just want him to hush sometimes. But now, I look back on this now, and my mindset is a little bit different now than it was at that time. And that is, we've came to a point that I don't know if you can get your point across any other way.
Well, I think a part of it, too, is... Sometimes you have to say something outlandish to be heard. And I think that is part of his personality. And I think that that's the only way you can get the room to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And that's what he desires, is to have the whole room shut the fuck up. You know, and yeah, he called some woman a piggy. Well, you were acting like a piggy. You got called out.
Well, I've never been a fan of disrespect, no matter which direction it's coming from. But I have to say, I kind of can see the direction our whole nation's come from. Because, look, it's not just the reporters. We have educators all the way up through college, from the elementary schools the way through college, that are spouting off and indoctrinating kids into this bullshit.
Did you see the college person that quit their job because they were in the Epstein files?
No.
I want to say it was like a Yale professor or something. I don't remember what school it was from, but obviously, listen, when I tell you I stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning watching shit on the Epstein stop files last night, I was like, oh, let me pour myself another glass of wine about this one.
Hmm.
Like, it was, there's so much stupid shit coming out and people being involved in shit that they should not be.
Well, and they did, it did say for sure that Donald Trump was never on one of the planes where the underage girls were being molested.
I heard in a couple different places that he was an informant on Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know.
But it's been reported.
But the deal is like, and we've talked about this before too, you cannot be a celebrity or a person that's in high society without rubbing elbows with somebody at some point in time that could later come up and bite you in the rear end. Because you go to an event, you have your picture taken, you know?
Yeah, well, Donald Trump.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Came out and said, I kicked him out of... Yeah, Trump has, I've seen video of him saying, yeah, he was gross. I kicked him out of my club. Like, I kicked him out. He was not a person that I associated myself with.
So that's what I'm saying. Any celebrity can have their picture taken with them and stuff. We can't demonize every single person that ever did, because this is a man that rubbed elbows with a lot of people.
I mean, Donald
think about
Trump,
all the people that were at the Diddy parties that didn't go to the real Diddy parties. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I mean, when you're that level of rich and that level of celebrity, you're gonna be in the same spaces as a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, some of those people are yucky.
Yeah.
But when you're in that situation, like, I mean, before everything happened with Diddy, say, okay, if you saw him, would you not go, oh my God, that's Diddy, I'm gonna go take a picture with him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
exactly.
You know, and so, I mean, even whoever initiated the picture, which it was probably Epstein, like, going, oh my God, that's Donald Trump, I should go take a picture with him. But, like, you know, when you see a celebrity, you wanna, your first thought is, oh my God, that's so-and-so, I'm going to either take a picture of them or see if they'll take a picture with me.
Okay, listen, we live in Texas, and we are absolutely not filthy rich or celebrities. Mm-mm. But even before The Apprentice was The Apprentice, I knew who Donald Trump was.
Listen, I've known who Donald Trump was my entire life because my grandmother was obsessed with him. And when he divorced Ivana, my granny was like, I'm going to be his next wife. Like, I knew who Donald Trump was all of my life because my grandmother subscribed to Star Magazine, had it delivered to her house, however often that comes out. And I've always known who Donald Trump was. if I ran into Donald Trump on the street 20 years ago, I'd be like, oh my God, that's Donald Trump. Hey, I'm so sorry, but you're Donald Trump, and will you please take a picture with me?
Yep, exactly.
Like, I mean, and that's 30 years ago, I would have.
I've never had the inclination to say, oh my God, that's Hillary Clinton. I want my picture taken with her.
So fucking lately. I mean, like, no, and no.
I've driven through Hope, Arkansas, and given the bird to that sign.
Oh, girl.
You know which sign I'm talking about.
I do, because I've done the same thing. I'm like, fuck Hope, Arkansas. Fuck the home of Bill Clinton.
I don't want to say fuck Hope, Arkansas.
No, don't fuck. Hope, Arkansas is fine, but fuck Bill Clinton and fuck Hillary Clinton. But somebody, I saw a video of him that's supposed to be recent of going, so what are your thoughts on the Epstein files being released? And he just gets this, like, stupid look on his face that's like. And he just turns around and walks off. Because he's all like shaking hands, doing his Bill Clinton, like, kissing the babies thing. And they go, so what are your thoughts on the Epstein files? And he just goes, and turns around and walks off. Fuck off.
See, and he's not the first president that was doing some nasty stuff in the White House.
Listen, when I saw that shit that I sent you about Lyndon Johnson, like, I don't know if that's true or not. I wouldn't be surprised because. So, I've seen multiple people post about Lyndon Johnson doing some nasty shit to JFK's body.
Yeah.
And after the JFK files have been released and we kind of know what some of the motivation and, like, some things behind that, I don't doubt that it happened. Because, Lyndon, why do you think we use the term, you're Johnson?
See, and I never put two and two together until you said
that. I've known that for years. I knew that. He would whip his dick out on the fucking desk in the Oval Office and be like,
ew.
Just whip it out.
Ew.
And, like, he was constantly talking about his dick all the time. And that's where the term came from when people started talking about calling their dick their Johnson. That's why.
That's so gross.
And so, when it came out, like, I've seen that posted multiple times from different people about him putting his Johnson in JFK's assassination holes. It gives me the ick. And I'm like, the fuck? Like, no, that didn't happen. Like, surely not. Surely that's just, like, some AI bullshit. But how do you, it goes back to the AI. Like, first of all, how do you know? How do you know if it's AI? How do you know if it's true? But given his reputation, it probably did happen.
I don't know.
And given his, like, his inclination to do nasty shit and his involvement in the assassination, he probably did.
Oh, yeah. No doubt in my mind, he was 100%. I don't know if he was behind it, but he was 100%.
He was involved.
Involved. Yeah.
You know, and from what I've seen, from what's been reported on that particular situation, Jackie walked in and saw him do that.
Yeah, I saw that, and that is just, can you imagine seeing somebody violate your husband's corpse?
That's crazy.
That is disgusting.
You know, and God, but, you know. But that, you know, she didn't. And I think I misspoke on our Charlie Kirk episode. And I was like, that's why we have the pictures. That's why we have this. It was because she said, let them see what they've done. That's why she didn't change her dress. It wasn't the pictures or nothing like that. It was the dress. She refused to change her dress after he was assassinated. And that's why she's in that pink Chanel set with a little pillbox hat.
Yeah.
Because, and it was covered in blood and brain matter. Let them see what they have done. Not changing clothes.
Mm.
Fuck directly off, in other words.
Oh my God.
But yeah, you know, there's nothing that anybody could tell me about any, like, past president that would fucking surprise me at this point. And, like, love Donald Trump or hate Donald Trump, he's fucking transparent.
Yeah.
He is. And, like, if he thinks it, it's coming out of his mouth. right, wrong, indifferent, love it, hate it, whatever. He's not lying about nothing. He's not holding nothing back.
No, he does not hold anything back, that's for sure. That's why I was saying my mindset has kind of gone to a different place than it was.
Yeah.
Because I see the way that things have changed now. We've come to a place, like we said a while ago, you're not going to be able to, once you open that can of worms, the worms are out, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe that's exactly what we had to have at this particular time in history, I guess. You know, but, I mean, here's the deal. He cannot run for president again. So, the people who come after him, what's that going to be like? I mean, because...
Well, and now, you know, I think after they've already... So...
Well, people are saying that they don't care what the Epstein files say now because they've been scrubbed. And I'm just like, well, are you kidding me?
The Republican Party was like, we do not need to release these in their entirety without going through and redacting certain information. There are things in there that pertain to national security. Like, we need to go through this with a fine-tooth comb. And everybody was like, nah, fuck it, release it all. Well, now they're getting caught up in text messages and scandals and going to the island and all that shit. And now they're trying to backpedal. Well, now it's too late because it's been voted to be released.
Yeah.
So it's out now. What you gonna do? Christy's gonna open another beer about
it. That's what I'm gonna do.
I was supposed to go grocery shopping for groceries tonight for Thanksgiving, and I don't want to. So I think I'm gonna do it in the morning. Because the grocery store that I want to go to closes at 7.
Oh.
And I don't want to go to... I want to go to Crump's. I don't want to go to Berkshire's.
We do need to have him come and be on our podcast when it gets close to election time.
Yeah, I need to talk to him about that.
I think he would be a good guest.
He would. Chris Spencer, he's so amazing.
Yeah, we may have to watch our language.
I think Chris...
would watch his language.
I think Chris would watch his language. I'm not gonna, listen, I might would put on my PG pants about it.
Out of respect,
I would put on my PG pants, but I won't like it.
I'm gonna make a tally every time the word fuck comes out of your mouth.
No, it's funny, you know, I get called out by our listeners sometimes about how much I cuss, and I'm like, that's just how I talk. You don't like it, I don't want to tell you, man.
Yeah.
Both my grandparents, all my grandparents were in the Navy. I grew up in a cussing household.
Yep.
And then my mother was like super religious, but we all cussed. We weren't supposed to say goddamn, but... shit, hell, damn, fuck, all that was up for grabs.
Yep.
What? I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's why there's an explicit.
I usually didn't ever get on my husband about so much cussing in front of the kids, except for whenever he used God's name in vain, I'd be like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I'd be a big liar if I said it never came out of my mouth, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my favorite.
I feel so terrible when I say it. I do. I feel terrible when that comes out of my mouth.
It's not my favorite cuss word. Fuck is my favorite cuss word. Because I'm just like, shut your fucking mouth. Or shut the fuck up. Or fuck you. That's my favorite cuss word. Because it has so many
Mine's
uses.
Usually, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I still want a bird that talks so I can teach it to say that.
Yeah. But, like, if you're doing something real fucked up, like, I'm going to... God damn, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, it's gonna come out my mouth. Because that was Ranchi's favorite cuss word. But he said it, god damn. He's so funny. Yeah, he said, god damn it. Oh, Ranchi. But, you know, Lord. I don't know. I'm interested to see what type of bullshit comes out in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, oh, it's going to be entertaining, that's for sure. When I say entertaining, I mean going down all these rabbit holes. Because here's the deal. Here's some truth for you, okay?
Yeah.
If if it really was, like, because I remember even the 4 years of Biden's Pence presidency. Mm-hmm. Okay. During that time period, I remember still wondering, whatever happened with the Epstein stuff? I thought that we were going to find it, and none of it got pushed.
No.
None of it got pushed until all of a sudden it's like, oh, let's take people's eyes off of this and let's go ahead and throw this accusation out there on Trump.
Yeah, it's always been like a, ooh, look over there. Ooh, look over there. Yep.
I feel like nobody would have given two shits at this point until somebody said that. And mine is this too. I don't think that most people care what the Epstein files say at this point unless it can trash Donald Trump himself personally.
Well, I think it's already pretty well come out that he was not involved.
And well, that had already been out,
though. I mean, yeah, that had already been out. Well, now it's been proven. And so now all these Democrats that were, oh, yeah, let's do it, not knowing what was in it.
I want you to take a step back because it's been less than a year. Mm-hmm. Less than a year since this presidency term began. Think about how much information has already been put out there publicly in the last few months. We have 3 more years.
Yeah.
How much more do people need to see?
And, you know, and poor J.D. Vance, he's like, the man doesn't sleep. He doesn't sleep. He naps. He'll get tired and go take a nap for a couple hours, and he's back on it. And, like, I think he's the same age as my husband. 78, 79, something. Pushing 80.
Yeah.
And he is, well, he's first and foremost an American.
Yeah.
And that tells me everything I need to know. Donald Trump's an American.
How do you even form the sentence out of your mouth? But I do not understand. I do not comprehend. If you listened and paid attention, if they actually taught social studies in school, if you know what happens in other countries, how can you not be proud to be an American and want to put America first? How can you think that it's okay to...
Well, and that goes back to that TikTok you sent me the other last night or today about what happened in Dearborn.
Yes. Michigan. Oh my God.
At the city council meeting, a guy went in there, and Dearborn, Michigan, has been taken over by Muslim extremist terrorists, basically. And you know, I have not a problem with somebody for their religious belief. I don't like Muslim. I don't care. Buddhist, it does not. Baptist, I don't care. I do not share your beliefs, but I don't care what beliefs you have. But you left some of these countries with extremist beliefs because you hated that, right? And so now you're going to come over here to the United States and turn our country into the country that you left because you hated it.
But see, that's the point, though. Did they hate it? Is that why they left?
I don't
believe that that's the point on a lot of it.
I mean, maybe not. I don't know. But it's like, we don't want you here.
Yeah, that's exactly what that guy said. He said...
Yeah, he was like, we do not want you here. Like, if you live in a Muslim extremist state, and you are a Muslim extremist, why do you not just stay where you are?
Is the point to turn America that way?
I think it is. And I think they see us as infidels and they want to kill us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think part of it is they're coming over here to fuck shit up. But.
Well, that whole city is completely taken over. Like, the government is completely run. Well,
that was fixing to happen in Dallas and it got put the ixnay on it.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Yeah, I can just imagine I think that fear would be there sometimes whenever it comes to speaking out about something that your heart believes in so much. but the courage that it takes to stand up and say what that man said.
Right.
But we've got to come to a point where we stand for what we believe in. We have to come to a point.
Yeah, we have to, because they're... Listen.
I remember when I was a child, like, patriotism was still real. It had a heartbeat. And, like, when we said the Pledge of Allegiance, we understood what that meant.
Yeah, I remember, which you didn't go to school here, but Wanda Cockrell, she was my first grade teacher. And when you went to first grade, you learned the Pledge of Allegiance. And you learned about the history of the Pledge of Allegiance. And you got colored, like, I remember, like, the little coloring sheets we had to do about the Pledge of Allegiance and the flag and why there were so many stars and stripes and how it all came. Like, I remember learning that in the first grade. And then I remember all through school up until I got in high school. And, you know, patriotism was such a big thing, like, back in this, up until, what, the mid-90s?
Yeah.
And then 9/11 happened. And then patriotism, like, September the...
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
12th, everybody was an American. We're going to fuck shit up. We're going to take names. We're, like, you know, I've sat on this podcast and cried about September 12th before, you know? Yeah. And, but since then, you know, since September 12th, since September 11th and 12th, 2001, we've forgotten what it means to be an American, what it means to be patriotic, what it means to love this country.
I just keep thinking about all of the protesting that has gone on and all that in support of this, and we stand with so-and-so. And I keep thinking, how are you so moronic that you don't realize that if you stepped foot in that country right now, they would want to kill you?
I don't know.
They would put you in jail. You would be stoned. They would not support your sexual orientations, or they would not support your beliefs. Women, you would be stoned for speaking out because you're not allowed to have a voice or an education.
Well, and all these women trying to say, Trump's trying to take away our rights to this, that, and the other. No, it's not. It's your own damn party. Open your fucking eyes.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
And I don't know if you follow Jeffree Star or not. I do. Fucking love Jeffree Star. He has been on the interview tour, and he has been saying all the things out loud and good.
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
Well, I just think that we've got to come back to a place where it's not a dirty thing to love your country and want to put the people in your nation first. And that's exactly what the party that is in control right now has been trying to do. That's what they've been trying to push. Why is there so much pushback?
God, yeah, there's so much misinformation, and there's so many things that are being said that are inherently not fucking true. It's not true. It's a lie.
Yep.
Your party is telling you a lie. And you are just believing it. I don't understand it.
No, that's going back to what I said earlier. How much more information needs to be out there because people are not getting it? And I know part of that has to do with news sources because people won't believe or listen to anything if it doesn't come out of CNN or MSNBC. But the deal is, it's out there for your eyes. And this is one of those situations where I do not believe that ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, no.
Ignorance just makes you ignorant.
Yeah.
Because it's at your fingertips.
In the day and age that we live in, with the technology that we have, a simple Google search. Like.
To a point.
To a point,
because I looked something up today. Let me tell you about this. So, whenever I was looking, I was going on a little thing about news sources today. And I started looking up, who is the majority shareholder in this? Who is the majority shareholder in this? You know, just going through the different news sources. If you Google that, you will not get a straight answer. Because Google will tell you there is no majority shareholder person because it's blah, 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 blah. Yes, they are, because here's the deal. Because it's such a huge thing to be invested in, that the person who has 3%, they're the majority shareholder. Yes, they are. And there's always a person behind that. But because of that person is not named, it's a business that's named, they're not going to get, they'll say this business, blah, 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 or this group. And that's all you can get is the information. Okay, well, then who's the majority shareholder in this group then? Because there are actual human people behind this.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and some of it, too, is like, look something up on Google and then use a different search engine. Like, use Bing or use, there's so many different search engines. Like, if you want the information, fucking figure it out, you know? Yeah. Like, if you're just going to be spoon-fed what you want to hear, then go ahead and listen to CNN and ABC and whatever. But, like, if you want to know actual answers, like, look into...
You sometimes have to do more than one question, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You have to keep asking questions and keep asking questions, and eventually you will get to it.
Yeah.
And maybe I should have looked that up on ChatGPT, because maybe that would have given me a more clear answer, maybe. I don't know.
That's the one thing that I do like about ChatGPT, is you can kind of put in a broad topic, and it'll be like, okay, here's this answer, and... if you want to know this, then here's this. And if you want to know this, then here's this. Like, it kind of breaks it down into easily digestible sections.
Yeah.
And so, I think that AI can be a tool, but it can also be a tool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a negative
anything can be used for good or evil.
Yeah. What if I just... some Berkshire's clothes. The only thing I'm concerned. Okay, I'm good. I'm not gonna talk about it anymore. The only thing I'm concerned about getting is I have to get bread and I have to lay it out tomorrow and it has to dry for several days before I make my dressing. So
yeah.
So I'll just get that. I'll just turn to spring work and get it, Berkshire or something. I think, you know, there's so many different sources that you can go to and get accurate information. And, like, even if it's not accurate, like, if you read something that sounds a little crazy, maybe look it up again. Maybe use a different search engine. Maybe, you know, in the day and... boxing themselves in.
Yeah. I told you that whenever I was on Coffee Talk on TikTok with Kimmy J, one of the guests on there had said that, she said, by the way, I've listened to some of the episodes on your podcast, and I love it. And everybody started asking questions.
Oh, that's fun.
I know. And so they said that maybe they would listen. So shout out to Coffee Talk.
Love Coffee Talk. I've posted a few things on TikTok, but I'm scared of TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm scared to talk to people that I don't know, and I don't know what to do. I'm scared of, I took a break from social media because it gives me such severe bad anxiety anymore.
Yeah.
And so I need to do more on TikTok. I enjoy TikTok. I like TikTok. I think TikTok's funny. And, you know, back when I enjoyed Facebook, I felt like Facebook is for fun. It's where you go to be funny. It's where you do, like, fun stuff.
And it became drama.
But then it became drama.
Yeah.
And then my friend list got to such a point of, I'm friends with people on Facebook that I don't like.
Yeah.
I'm friends with people on Facebook that I don't really know that well and I don't care about. And so I've been a little more careful with my TikTok follows. And
but see, that's the difference between Facebook and TikTok. You can make your stuff so private and locked up on Facebook that people can't see it unless they're friends with you. On TikTok, complete strangers can follow you. And
well, I don't really care who follows me. Like, follow me. You want to see my flower shop? You want to watch me do flowers? And you want to see me take pictures with my friend? Like, I'm not... I was a daily Facebook poster. I was posting all the time on Facebook. I was posting pictures all the time. Like, oh my God, this happened. I have to post it on Facebook. Like, yes,
making chronicles of everything.
And I'm not doing that on TikTok. I haven't posted anything on TikTok in a while. Because... But...
Listen, there's no pressure. There's no pressure. Yeah. If you want to participate, yeah, do it. If you don't, that's fine.
I don't feel pressured on TikTok. And, like, I'm in control of who I follow. And I'm not following anybody that I don't have great respect for. Most of the people that I follow are people that I know personally. In my real life. Not random people that have sent me a friend request. Or, like, when we went to the Justin Timberlake picture... concert, I was like, oh, do y'all have Facebook? We should be friends because I'm drunk as shit right now. And, like, when I'm friends with all those people on Facebook, I do not give a shit about those people. I don't care about you. I don't care. And everybody, look.
Well, the one good thing about the algorithm with TikTok is if you don't like the stuff that you're seeing, just go look up some other stuff, and eventually they'll start showing you that.
Do you know that I reported something as offensive today on TikTok?
Did you really?
I did. It pissed me off. It upset me horribly. It was pictures of buttholes.
What?
It was a hemorrhoid commercial. But it was pictures of actual buttholes. Buttholes!
Oh, no.
And I was like, flag it. Fucking immediately. No, thank you. I don't want to look at anybody. I don't... Buttholes? Are you fucking kidding me? God. Like, you think I want to see your unbleached, hairy butthole on TikTok? In my just medium amount of scrolling I'm doing? Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
That is fabulous. Well, good for you. Is that the first time that you've ever reported something?
Yeah. I mean, most of the time, if I see something on TikTok I don't like, I'll just go, like, not interested. Not interested.
Scroll.
Scroll away quickly. And I saw unadulterated, unbleached, goddamn butthole on TikTok today. The fuck? No, thank you.
I can honestly say I have not seen that. So, I'm good with it. I don't need it to send, so please don't send it.
What have I done in my life to fucking deserve that shit? And it wasn't just one butthole. It was I was sitting outside smoking a cigarette because, listen, I'm a smoker again. If you can't tell by my hacking and coughing, I was just giving up. But anyway, I'm sitting outside smoking a cigarette, scrolling TikTok on my little break I took today. And I'll be fucking damned if buttholes, fucking buttholes, multiple buttholes.
Okay.
And it was a medication commercial telling me to get whatever medication or procedure done for my fucking hemorrhoid. I know I've talked about, like, how I don't like to watch icky stuff on TV. Like, I didn't watch True Blood because it's icky.
I really hope our listeners listen to that Kobe Wynn episode with the Elvis.
Listen, if they ever remake True Blood and they don't, like, in the books, they don't call him Elvis by name because it's a copyright infringement or whatever, but, like, it's Elvis.
Yeah.
And they call him, like, oh, there's this certain singer that, you know, was this and that and the other, and, you know, he doesn't really know who he is, and if you bring it up, he gets really upset, but it's Elvis. And, but yeah, when Kobe Wynn busted out with Humana, I'm gonna hee hee. Locked your shit in my pants.
Oh man, that was the best.
Open one more beer. Yeah, I'm working on reworking that episode. I'm gonna try and make it better and leave in some of the more funnier stuff. And
yeah.
Girl,
I'm sorry. I stayed up way too late that night trying to edit that, and it was...
Listen, I felt... And I probably could have done it. I just felt so in rush about it. And then I tried so many different things, and it didn't work immediately. And I was so frustrated.
Well, I was trying to rush because I was like, no, we're dropping this on Friday.
Yeah, and then we still didn't drop it on Friday, so...
It happens.
I'm reworking it. I'm gonna re-put it out because the squirrel story was so funny.
I know.
So, then, if I get it done, we'll get the squirrel story. And if I get it done, you'll know what the squirrel story is about. It's really funny. Because he left.
That's right.
He did. He just got in his car and left. But anyway. But yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And by the time people listen to this episode, Thanksgiving will have already been coming on, but still, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think
we record ahead of time. So.
Yeah, this comes out the Friday after Thanksgiving. Yeah. So, in the current timeline of our events, of our lives, I'm doing Thanksgiving with my family the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And, Karen's not coming.
Yeah, you told us.
Yeah. I don't remember if I said it on the podcast. Karen's not coming. I'm really sad. It's okay, because Chip's coming, and all my kids are coming. My grandbaby's coming. We're going to have a fabulous fucking time.
Hey, Karen.
We love you. But she did tell me that because of all the stuff that was going on with the government being shut down.
I'm wearing my Karen shirt today, by the way.
Yeah, Christy's shirt says, calm down, Karen, it's just allergies that she bought during COVID. Oh, God. Well, yeah, I love your shirt so much. I forgot what I was saying.
Sorry.
I love your shirt so much, I forgot what I was saying. But yeah, I'm excited to spend time with my family. I did make dinner reservations for Kobe Wynn's show.
Mm.
At Barefoot Bay, so I'll be found awesome. At that, right next to the stage, because I asked if I could be, and they were like, yeah.
Do it.
And so, I made a reservation for 12 people, so.
You need to get a shirt that says, Kobe's number one fan.
I know, I need to have, like.
Or, Kobe Wynn is my favorite person.
Like, I just love him so much, he's so funny. He cracks me up every time he comes here. He just has something crazy to say. I don't know. I need Jamie. I need him to come back and do the conspiracy theory episode.
Yep.
It's in the works. We got
Let's do
fun
it.
Shit happening in season 2 of our friendship.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh. Yeah, I am too. All right, so send us an email if you have things you want to say to us. Email weareallittlebitdead@gmail.com.
That's weareallittlebitdead@gmail.com.
And send us an email if you want to produce our YouTube for free. Let us know.
Because we're apparently not going to do it.
I'm not doing it.
Nope.
I'm not doing it. So, if you want to do some free shit, let me know. Anyway, hi, Larry. Come here, baby. Come here. Do you miss your brother? I'm sorry. You probably don't miss him because he was mean to you. Okay, well, we're going to hang out and drink another beer and play with Larry and...
He's purring. I can hear him.
Yeah. Larry purrs. You know, it was so interesting that Morris did not purr ever. He grunted.
Yeah. He grunted, yeah.
He would go, But he did not have a
purr. Morris was sweeter to me than Larry. Larry's bit me twice now.
Yeah, Morris was very sweet, but, and I miss him already. Makes me really sad.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's fine. Everything's going to be okay. But yeah, send us some shit you want to say to us.
And, I can't wait to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We love our listeners. We love everybody. Be kind to one another and never put your...
Never put your finger where you would not put your face.
Got it. We need to make that our just regular sign off. Like, always say that. Just never put your finger where you wouldn't put your face. Okay, bye.